Thank you for calling our staff fiber. My name is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Mark Smith.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Smith. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Great to hear. And how may I help you today?
Yeah, I wanted to arrange to have your service installed.
Okay. Yes, I'll be able to assist you with that. Can you provide me your address?
173 Stoll, STOLL Road, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Okay, thank you so much. 12477. All right, Mr. Smith, your address right now is will be in service as of November 21st of 2024, but we will be able to pre-order the service today if you would like to move forward. Is that okay?
Sure.
Perfect. All right. All right. Did you know the package of what internet speed would you be interested in?
Well, basic cable and landline.
Okay. So for the internet speed, you were looking for the 1 gig?
I'm not sure about specifications. It says here, I got this letter. It says 1,000 Mbps.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 1 gig?
Yes, that's 1,000 megabits. Yes, that's what equals to 1 gig. That is in the middle. We have the most under that is 500 megabits, which is like half of the speed of the 1 gig. And the highest is the 2 gig. Most of the people, usually, if you don't have too many devices, you don't do gaming or you don't, the 1 gig will be perfect for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But also you have 500, half the 1 gig, right?
500 is half of the 1 gig, yes.
So that's less money?
That is, the difference is $10. Yes, when you sign up for AutoPay and paperless billing with your checking or savings account, all three offers have the $10 discount. So for the 500 megabits with the discount is $59.99, and the 1 gig will be $69.99.
All right. Well, mm-hmm. It sounds reasonable to go to the 1 gig.
Okay, perfect. All right. And... All right. May I ask, like, the size of your house? Is it if it's larger than or between 1,000 and 2,500 square feet?
No, it's larger. It's like 2,500.
2,500. Okay. So for that size, we do recommend at least one or two extenders. Do you? Would you need any extenders to be added to the order?
What is that?
The extenders are is a device that you connect into another room, at least two rooms away from the router. It helps you spread the speed throughout the house. Right now, we are offering one free, included in the package.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like, I can include that one right now for free.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
But it says here this price is guaranteed for 2 years, and that's
yes,
for all the service.
Yes, it's
of course you don't know
years.
What it's gonna. You don't know what it'll go to after 2 years.
Yes, unfortunately, no. We don't know how it. It would vary with the market. We don't foresee it to go up. Much more. We will definitely let the customers know in advance if that will happen.
Right. There's no contract with this, right?
There is no contract. There is no early termination fees, or there's no taxes or fees added to that bill that we are. Yeah, every month you will be receiving the same bill, the same amount.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, after you said this extender is free for 2 years.
The extender is free. That doesn't have the 2 year gap.
Oh, so it'll always be free.
Exactly, for the first one. If you would like any additional ones, is $7.99 added to the bill.
Right. Well, just the one would be sufficient.
Perfect. Okay. And Mr. Smith, you said you also wanted a landline service?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that is $24.99 added to the $69.99 bill for the internet, okay?
Right.
Would you like to keep your current phone number?
Definitely.
Okay. And can I have that phone number, please?
845-246-1337.
Thank you. I'm going to repeat it back to you. I have 845-246-1337.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Do you know if you will need any telephone jacks installed at this location?
No, I have one now, so can they use the existing one?
Yes, we can. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. All right. And would you need any additional phone lines?
No.
Just the one. Okay.
Well, I have phones like in the bedroom as well as the primary one on my desk. But now that one just works off plugging it in because it's wireless, correct? It would work the same way.
Yes, we would just need the one to connect, to do your connection for the telephone line.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Smith, I just want to confirm that the address of installation is going to be 173 Stoll Road. It's already New York, 12477.
Mm-hmm.
And do you own or rent this property?
Own.
Thank you. How are your current utilities wires fitting into your home at this time? Do you know if they come through the poles or underground?
I'm sure it comes through the wall from the, like, the telephone line and the electric. It's on the same pole.
And the pole. Okay. So most likely that is how your installation is going to be completed. In case that they need to do underground installation, would you be okay with a temporary drop line, and then they'll come and within 10 days and bury everything and put everything back to normal?
You mean from the street into the house?
Yes. It won't. It most likely your installation will be aerial. We don't have to dig anything, but in case the installation will be on the ground, we just need to ask if you're okay with a temporary line.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll drop it, they'll cover everything, but everything, they bury the line back within 10 days.
Right. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No, same.
Okay, perfect. All right, the account is going to be under your name, and first name is Mark, M-A-R-K.
Well, my legal name is Edgar, E-D-G-A-R.
Okay. And last name, Smith?
Right.
Okay, S-M-I-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, thank you. And can I have your email address, please?
Yeah, msmith2@hvc.rr.com.
All right, I'm going to repeat that for you. I have msmith2@hvc.rr.com.
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you. Your primary contact phone number, would it be the house number, or you have a cell phone or any other phone number that you would like to be the primary?
Well, my landline could be my primary, but I do have a cell phone if you want that.
Okay.
It's 212-203-7881.
Have 212-203-7881.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put the house number as the secondary, 2461337. Okay, how may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account? Would it be through phone, email, or text?
Text is good.
Okay, perfect. No. On our staff Fiverr, we can notify customers via text messages with important information like install appointment, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Let me assure you that we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt... I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Thank you. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls instead. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, Mr. Smith. So as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require the $50 deposit. Would you like to do that, the soft credit check or the deposit today?
No, you can do a credit check.
Okay, thank you. Let me plug in some information here. Your address, Stoll Road. So for this, for the soft credit check, we will also need your social security number. Would you be able to provide me that?
Yeah, 142-30-7397.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, everything is clear. Let's see. And today, do you have your account information to enroll into the auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. So for the ACH account, if you let me know when you're ready for the routing number.
Yeah, I always forget it, so I'll have to get my check.
No worries.
Yeah, the routing number is 021-4021.
I'm missing a number. I have 021-4021.
No, 21000021.
No, I'm sorry. Can we start over again? Because it's not getting it for me.
It's Chase Bank.
Okay, so
I'll repeat it.
Thank you.
2 1 0000021.
All right. 2100021.
Correct.
Let's see. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And the account number, please.
6300425060.
Okay, thank you so much. And your name on this account is Edgar Smith.
It's E. Mark Smith.
Okay, thank you so much. So this the first payment will come out on the days on the day of installation, and then every month after that is going to come out on the same day.
Okay.
All right. Just continue. We're almost.
What was
now.
The date of installation again?
So the in-service day, the day that your address will be ready for it, is November 21st of 2024. When it gets closer to that day, our staff fiber will reach back out to you to schedule the installation appointment, because we're not allowed to book so ahead in advance.
Okay. But I have another question. The cable itself, the fiber cable, is it's in the ground, right, coming to the house. I mean, in the street, and then it goes up to the telephone pole into the house? Is that how it works?
So it depends on how the utilities come in at this time. If it's aerial, everything is done through the poles.
Oh.
If it's on the ground, we have a junction box in the street, and then that's how we will connect you to your house.
Oh, so this service might be delivered totally from the pole, from
correct.
Pole to pole.
Yes.
Right. Oh,
correct.
Okay. I mean, one reason I was wanting to go to the Archtop was that I understood that the cable was buried, so you wouldn't have the problems that you have with what you call aerial delivery.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a storm or something and a tree hits the pole, then you don't have cable.
I understand. Yes. So I would be I can put in the request if you would like to be on the ground.
All right. But then, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused.
So we can do both. We can do either aerial installation or on the ground. But it's usually easier to do ones to follow the other utilities that you already have connecting you. You know, if right now everything is through the poles, that's how they would do it. But if you would like to inquire for the on the ground, I can make that request for you. I just have to confirm for you, because they might do an extra charge for that, because they have to then dig and do the on the ground for the installation.
I'm not talking about just from the street. My street to my house is about 600 feet. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about just that. I'm talking about the total delivery of the service. You know what I'm saying? If it's mm-hmm. still on the pole coming in front of my house on the street, but then it's delivered underground from the pole into my house, I'm not really solving the problem that I'm talking about, if you understand. Because if it's coming, I don't know.
I understand. So yes. Yeah, so I would need to ask that question and get some clarification, because I'm not sure if they would have a junction box on the floor and then also have the pole ready for it, and then they will connect you from the ground, from the junction box on the ground. So I know that you are concerned that if anything happens to the pole or tree falls on it, and then you one concern about losing service.
Yeah, which
if
is,
that was to happen.
Is what happens now with Spectrum.
Correct.
That's one reason I'm going to Archtop.
Mm-hmm. Let me, I'm sorry. That is a question that I can ask. And if I don't get an answer right away, is it okay if I give you a call back?
Sure.
Regarding that.
My question is this total system underground?
System underground. Okay, so I'm going to escalate that question. And get back with you with more accurate information. If I'm not the one calling you back, one of our technicians will be the one calling you back and clarifying everything for you.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good.
Perfect.
All right.
We're almost done with registration. Just need to ask you if you agreed to the terms of service, as they may change from time to time, as posted on our website, including this requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration.
Okay.
Is this a yes for the to agree to the terms of service?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Smith. So I just placed the order. You will be receiving two emails from our staff Fiverr. One is going to be a confirmation of this order, and the other one is an invitation for you to sign into your online account for our staff Fiverr. You can create that account and have access to your making payments, view the terms of service. We also, so something that we advise our new customers is to weigh into our staff Fiverr, do their installation prior to canceling with your current provider, so just so you won't lose any connection, okay?
All right.
So other than that, other question that I'm going to be escalating and we'll be getting back to you, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thanks.
Mr. Smith, thank you so much for calling our staff Fiverr today. You have a great day, and we'll be in contact with you to clarify that for you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.